This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Light Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get into our study in the book of Jeremiah. It is a fantastic book, and we're going to learn a lot from it. And we are now at the 10th verse of the first chapter, if you'd like to read along. Let's get right into the study. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms, to pluck up, break down, to destroy, to overthrow, to build, and to plant. Notice here, which I don't know if you notice this or not, but I've appointed you, Jeremiah, over the nations. A prophet of God has been appointed over the nations. That means every nation on the face of the earth. Did you know that? Over the kingdoms, every kingdom on the face of the earth, to pluck up, to break down, to destroy, overthrow, to build, and to plant. Sometimes it takes a little bit of breaking up the clods and breaking down the rock and removing the debris, getting the foundation dug deep until you reach the rock. The word of the Lord came to me saying, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" And I said, "I see a rod of an almond tree." Then the Lord said to me, "You have seen well. I am watching over my word to perform it. God watches over his word to perform it. You can bank on it. If the prophets said it, and if it was God-breathed, God is watching over it to perform it. And that is the fact. God is going to watch over his word and make sure every jot, every tittle, every period, every question, every single punctuation is fulfilled. He's watching over his word to perform it. The word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, "What do you see?" And I said, "I see a boiling pot facing away from the north." Then the Lord said to me, "Well, out of the north the evil will break forth on all the inhabitants of the land." Out of the north, the evil will break forth on all the inhabitants of the land. We don't see it, but God's word is going about to be fulfilled. And out of the north, that's where it's going to come from, the evil that's going to try to correct the Jews from a non-repentive attitude. It's going to come out, the inhabitants of the land. "For behold, I am calling all the families of the kingdoms of the north, declares the Lord, and they will come, and they will set each one his throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all its walls round about, and against all the cities of Judah." All the cities of Judah. "I will pronounce my judgments on them concerning all their wickedness, whereby they have forsaken me and have offered sacrifices to other gods and worshiped the works of their own hands." They worshiped the works of their own hands. They did not repent. The people of Judah sinned greatly by continuing to burn incense, to worship other gods. God commanded them specifically against it. It's in Exodus, the 20th chapter, verse 3 to 6. Idolatry places trust in created things, in man-made things, rather than in the Creator. Although these people belong to God. They chose. They chose to follow false gods. It was their choice. Many gods entice everyone to turn away from God. The devil will do anything he can to get you to think that there's another God. Possessions, whatever. But you must keep focused. Let your eyes keep focused, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, laying aside every sin and every weight that does so easily beset us, and run this race with patience that is set before us. Now, as we read on, I'm calling the families of the kingdom of the north, declares the Lord, and they will come and they will set each one his throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem and against all its walls around about and against the cities of Judah. I will pronounce my judgments on them concerning all their wickedness, whereby they have forsaken me and have offered sacrifices to other gods and worshipped the works of their own hands. Now gird up your loins and arise and speak to them all which I command you. Do not be dismayed before them, or I will dismay you before them. Now behold, I have made you today as a fortified city, and as a pillar of iron, and as walls of bronze against the whole land, to the kings of Judah, to its princes, to its priests, and to the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they will not overcome you. For I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. In spite of their sin, God was with them. In spite of what they did, God still did not abandon. You know, you talk about grace. This is the grace of God in action. These people, and God tried to do everything he could to get them to repent. Now the second chapter, Jeremiah is condemning Judah for her sins and apostasy. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, go and proclaim in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, I remember concerning you the devotion of your youth, the love of your brother, of your betrothals, your following after me in the wilderness. This is Jeremiah's first, as he was called to God, he was called, and this is what God was telling him in the beginning. Your following after me in the wilderness, through a land not sown, Israel was holy to the Lord, the first of his harvest. All who ate of it became guilty. Evil came upon them, declares the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what injustice did your fathers find in me, that they went far from me and walked after emptiness and became empty? They did not say, where is the Lord who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of deep darkness, through a land that no one crossed and where no man dwelt? I brought you into a fruitful land to eat its fruits and its good things. But you came and defiled my land and my inheritance. You made an abomination. You made an abomination, God is saying here, the marriage analogy contrasts God's love for his people. Their love for other gods actually reveals Judah's faithlessness. Jeremiah condemned Judah. He sometimes called Judah Jerusalem, the name of its capital city, of course, for seeking security in worthless, changeable things rather than the unchangeable God. And a friend who remains true to his or her commitment. And we are disappointed with someone who fails to keep a promise. God was pleased when his people obeyed initially, but he became angry with them when they refused to keep their commitment and followed their temptations, followed their own ways. And that way that seems right is always seems to be the way that seems right, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. I brought you into a fruitful land to eat its fruit. You know, God, all he wanted was to give them good things. But they dismissed it. They refused it. They went after other things. Can you imagine that? The priests did not say, "Where is the Lord?" And those who handle the law did not know me. The rulers also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that did not profit. They prophesied after Baal. And you know what, Baal? Very deceptive. He was a prosperity preacher. Most of them were prosperity preachers. And they liked tickling the ears of people. They liked to tickle the ears of the people by telling them everything is great, everything is good, keep on doing what you're doing, keep on sinning like you're sinning, is more or less what they were saying. And God got a belly full of it, actually, as we get into this book. I'm going to leave you there. Tomorrow we're going to take up the 8th and 9th verse of this second chapter. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Let us know you're listening. We need to hear from you. Before we go, let's pray a blessing over each and every one that's listened today. Lord, bless each and every one that's listening. Let them know you personally. Let them receive you by the grace, the mercy, and the blood of Jesus Christ. Let them say yes to Jesus today. Say yes, Jesus, you are my Lord, my Savior, and my God. Come into my heart. Change me. Heal me. Let your grace be over me now, and let it bring truth to my heart. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.